你是哪里的？
As you are aware, what are the things the mind is noticing or is aware of? What are the things the mind is paying attention to?
Thank you.
What is life? What is happening to you? What is life?
Life is continuing.
So what is happening? What is life? What things are happening? Shows that there is life. So when you look back at yourself, what is happening? So when we understand the meaning of object, when we understand all the things that could be object for us, or then he says it's easier to practice in daily life when we recognize what is object. On the side of the loading line, when we know things with the founder, when we are there's the founder and we know things, usually what we know is the concept. So when we are aware and we are seeing and hearing, we need to remember to then direct our awareness to the seeing and the hearing, that the objects are the seeing and the hearing and so on. So, everything we experience is the object. And in the object, in our experiences, there is the conceptual part of the experience, the conceptual object, and the real part of the experience, the real object. In our daily lives, these objects are continuously happening to us. And how is our mind reacting towards these objects that are happening? How are we reacting? How do we feel about them? What do we think about them? We can recognize all this. When someone passes by beside us, how do we know someone has passed by beside us? We can tell because we can see and hear, maybe smell that someone is
passed by.
So when such an object happens to us, what do we pay attention to? Do we become aware that a person is passing by us, or do we recognize that we saw, we heard, we smelt the object of smelling, hearing, and seeing? So wisdom recognizes the real object, the seeing, the smelling, the hearing. It is delusion that sees the concept. And when delusion sees the concept, defilements arise. These conceptual objects, however, cannot be ignored or denied. We cannot get rid of them. So, regardless of whether we are recognizing the conceptual object or the real object, we need then to see how the mind, what the mind is paying attention to. We need to recognize that the mind is paying attention to the concept or the reality. Then we also need to recognize whether the mind, how the mind is reacting to the conceptual object or the real object, how the mind is feeling about them, how the mind is thinking about them. We need to recognize that.
这股的专检，进来以后专检。
So to be able to see the mind like that requires skill.
So this group of IOP
So we need to develop the skill of recognizing the mind and all its doing. And it must also become a habit to always recognize
the mind.
Every morning, the moment we wake up, all the objects are already there. When we see our family members, when we see them, what does the mind start thinking? How does the mind start feeling? These are things that we must investigate and begin to know. When you see an object is just the object, then there's not much greed and conversion arising. So Seattle really wants, what he's trying to do is point out to you how being aware every time we see and hear can happen all the time. How important it is. How universal it is to us. How available it is to us.
中年的阿勇的人，第一系列看嘛，中年的 SPM 也对你嘛，第一系列看嘛 ，SPM 是你的，哎 ，SPM 做嘛，可能 idea 系列做啦，也是不了。
He says, when there's awareness, the experiences are already there for us to know. He says, and
第一系列做嘛 ，SPM 是你嘛。
And because of the awareness, we then have the we then can see what is our idea towards this experience.
တော့ခုကလေးတွေကုတားသမီးတွေကောင်းနေခြင်းလဲဘာဖြစ်လို့ကောင်းနေခြင်းလဲကျွန်တော်ကောင်းနေခြင်းစိတ်ဖြစ်နေတာမှာဘာလို့ကောင်းနေခြင်းလဲ
We want our children to be safe, happy, and for them to do well. Why do we want that? Why do we want them to do well, to be safe and happy?He says, so, you know, it seems like metta to wish for the well-being of someone, right? That's metta. But there is wrong view. We are only wishing them well because they are mine.
Wrong view ပါအဲ့မေတ္တာမတတ်တော့ဒီလိုအဲ့သူကတခုမကောင်းလာဖြစ်သွားရင်ဘယ်လိုနေလဲ
So when wrong view is present, the metta is not pure. So to illustrate, to show you how it's not pure, he said, think of this. What will happen when this child of yours that you wish well and to do well, to be safe and happy, what happens when he gets into trouble?
တကယ်လို့သူ့ကိုလည်းကောင်းစေချင်တယ်လား။ तू မကောင်းရင်ကို့မှာဒုက္ခကိုခံစားရမှာမကြောက်လို့လား
။ So do we wish them well because we just want to wish them well? Or we want them to be well and safe and happy so that we don't have to suffer when they are not safe and well and happy?Always because we are afraid to have to be hurt when they are not well and safe and happy.
And a point of view, ye ji ne, wrong idea, ye ji ne. Belo sin za le so lo tat twa lo shin, na le twa lo shin, sin za tat twa lo shin, a myai tat da ba le.
So our point of view is very important. When we begin to recognize.The points of view we have, the views we have, he says we begin to know how to think right, with the right, from the right view. And when we learn how to think in the right way, he says, we will not suffer so much anymore because of the right view.So every day we have all these experiences, and what we can do is towards every experience check what our idea is towards these experiences, and then we will start to see how certain ideas towards experience make us suffer, certain ideas towards experience don't make us suffer.And then we begin to learn which points of view, like which views are helpful to us and which views are not helpful to us. And this is how we learn. Mainly, what is this mind doing? When we are examining all the time what this mind is doing, that is meditation.Whether you are at home or at work, or at the meditation center or in the market, it is still this mind. Still this same mind at work. So Seattle says, the question is, do we know how to recognize this mind? Do we know how to watch this mind? And if we do, then do it all the time, as much as you can. Siado says, it is not easy to practice in daily life. But easy and hard depends on practice. The more we keep trying, the easier it will become. If you understand what is object and what is knowing, you can continue to just explore that point to grow your practice. When we are trying to practice meditation, it is very important not to think that a bad experience means that you are meditating badly. It is only important to have the right attitude towards a bad experience. Seattle has mentioned in the instructions how we can use the experience, whether good or bad, to develop the qualities of awareness and so on, which are the good qualities in the mind. And the main thing that makes this difference is view. He says when we have wrong view, then towards the experience, then defilements will arise. If we have right view towards the experience, then we immediately begin to develop awareness and wisdom and so on. So it's very important to have the right idea, to have the right idea, right view and right thought. Just being aware alone is not enough in daily life. Every time we see or hear or smell or taste or touch or think or feel, we must become skillful at recognizing and knowing how to be aware of all this. So that would mean becoming skillful at the practice. Because defilements are arising because of contact at every sense door. When when we enter a dirty toilet, do we become aware first, or angry first, or disgusted first? So we have been practicing, but you know, we lack practice in, especially in the other sense doors like seeing, smelling, hearing, and so on. And the sense door through which we most connect with the world is the eye sense door. So, when we don't recognize what's happening to us when we see and look, then what happens is that defilements keep arising. If we just keep watching the body sensations and body movements and all, what's really happening is that we are looking and seeing all the time, then defilements are arising because of looking and seeing all the time. We get very agitated, but it's not helping to be aware of the body and its movements. And when the defilements grow stronger, then that awareness of the body and its movements disappears, is lost. Do you want to understand the Dhamma? Really understand the Dhamma? Really understanding the Dhamma is the long-term project. What is more important, understanding the Dhamma or knowing the present moment? So, but if we are not aware in the present moment, then our long-term project of understanding the Dhamma becomes impossible. And you must never forget your responsibility. What is your responsibility? Is your responsibility to try and fix the objects, the experiences, or is your responsibility with knowing? The working mind. Do you want to see Nibbana, experience Nibbana? How are we going to experience Nibbana? Well, we can't see Nibbana. We cannot know Nibbana now, so forget about it for a moment. Forget about it for now. What you can see and know is the mind. And as we watch the mind, we can learn, you know, to have less greed and aversion and delusion in the mind. This is what we can do. So this is our responsibility in what we can do. learn to look after the mind. The experience of Nibbana is not our responsibility, so we don't need to think about it. So when we know an object, and while we are knowing the object, we also know that the mind is knowing the object and is still free from greed and aversion and delusion, that is when the mind is liberated. That is liberation. Where do you want to look for Nibbana? You don't need to search for Nibbana anywhere. We only need to purify the mind. The pure mind will find its own object. The Buddha has said, where there is no greed or aversion or delusion, that is Nibbana. So if you know what to do, just start the short-term project. Take care of your mind. Watch your mind a lot. What is happening in the mind? Examine and learn from the mind. Siyaru said, people so often come and ask him, how to practice in daily life. And he explains to us so much about what to do. He says, when you have a problem at home, okay, you have some information, what is object, what is experience, what is knowing and all this. He says, what happens in the mind, reactions and all that. He says, when you go home and you have a problem, he said, think about what to do. Think about it. You have a problem, how should you practice with the situation? And then try again and again. Try different things. Think about it. Think about the instructions. Try different instructions. You have to find your way. So, find out yourself how you should practice. Ask yourself the question first. What should I do? What should I do? Think about it yourself. Think through it yourself. And find out yourself. Experiment. Make mistakes. Learn. Because, yes, he's the teacher. And he's already told you all the possible things you can do. But he keeps getting asked the same question. Why don't you ask yourself? Because the person who needs to practice and understand is yourself, not him. When he tells you something, he's only telling you what he already understands. He can't do the understanding for you. Because he says when yogis ask him questions, it's easy for him to give an answer. But it's not easy for the yogi. Yeah? To just keep following instructions. They need to develop their own wisdom. So the yogi needs to give it time, give themselves time. So before you ask yourself, what should I do, or how should I practice, before you ask the teacher, how should I practice, you should ask the teacher, you should ask yourself, do I really want to practice? Check for yourself every day. How much do I understand the practice? How much am I practicing now? And if you check this every day, then slowly, you know, the motivation to practice will come. And when that motivation comes naturally, is when you will really practice. The instructions are very simple. Every time we see, hear, smell, taste, touch, feel, or think, know it as much as possible. Recognize it as much as possible. If you forget to be mindful, never mind. Just when you remember, just do it. Okay, that's all. Any questions? That really, it's more important to practice than to ask questions. Anybody here who doesn't understand how to be aware at all? Doesn't understand awareness at all? Anybody?
Very skillful, also. Finish.